I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. In my dressing room getting made up before the big show, I got a very funny Twitter comment. It was a Twitter comment or a DM from someone today saying, listen, I really like you, but friendly piece of advice, please do not chew into the microphone or while you're speaking during your intro to the podcast. She goes, you were eating an apple the other day, and it was absolutely disgusting. And you know what? She was right. I have no business eating apples into the microphone or while I'm speaking. It's gross. So I apologize. I will, however, continue to shave and get my makeup done while I'm doing this. And furthermore, I guess that's all I have to say on that topic. Tonight we've got Kristen from Vanderpump Rules. Big cheating scandal with she and James tonight on the show. Hear what she has to say about that. And unfairly targeting DJ James Kennedy, White Kanye. Furthermore, we've got Paul Adelstein, who is co-creator of Imposters, and he stars on Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, as well as a million other shows. So it'll be fun. See you in the clubhouse.
His TV resume is quite thick, and hers includes...
Suck a dick.
It's Watch What Happens Live with Kristen Doty and Paul Adelstein now. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night with a man who knows Uma Thurman and a woman who almost went all Kill Bill on DJ James Kennedy tonight. My first guest is a rehabilitated crazy person whose travel anxiety has knocked her swiftly off the sanity wagon. Here to break down all the drama that happened south of the border from Vanderpump Rules, it is Kristen Doty. He's an actor who not only stars in Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, but he's also the co-creator and EP of Imposters. In fact, he's got his hand in so many Bravo shows, I'm kind of wondering if he's trying to steal my job. Please welcome Paul Adelstein. Hey, great to see you. I'm excited about the new season of Imposters, which comes back...
Thursday the 5th.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Because there's no better way to let it go than with a steady supply of booze behind the bar. It's the actress who plays Anna in Frozen on Broadway at the St. James Theater. Say hi to Patty Murin. Hey, Patty Murin. Oh, my God, Patty. Congratulations. Everybody is going mental about Frozen.
Thank you. So are we.
And I hear you're amazing in it. And you're an old friend of Andrew Rannells, who told me how amazing you are.
Yeah.
And you once went to Sur, and you found it very...
pink.
Yes, it is very pink. On tonight's Pump Rules, Kristen reacted to a text message like this, and I can't get over it. Watch.
James just texted me. It's a f***ing lie. I'm livid. And for you to think I'm talking s***, it's crazy.
Paul and I ran into each other in LA last week, and we found out that we went to competing Jewish boys camps. And that we both were on the riflery teams of our camps.
And so I figured it out that if you were in the tri-camp meet in 1981 or two, that we competed against one another.
In 81 or 82?
Yeah.
Now I feel like I wasn't, I feel like I was there in like, you know what? Actually, I feel like maybe 82.
Totally. I wasn't even born yet. Oh, well, my God, makes me feel so good about myself.
I know, and I had pubes, and I was an expert rifleman.
Yeah. Expert rifleman, four positions.
You know, if we've learned anything from Sheena this season, it is that Rob is amazing at absolutely everything and anything except gift giving. Take a look.
¿Traigo unas flores?
No, para mí. La, your man's more of the rose guy.
My baby.
Baby, I love you and I miss you a lot. Have an amazing time in Mexico.
You got a good one too.
Does Rob give flowers? I'm not a flower person, really. Like, what would he give to you? I don't like presents. I like affection. Anything I want, I get for myself. I'm
like, if I got a bouquet of red roses, I'm like, okay, hashtag basic.
Oh my God. Overcompensating, Paul, a little?
Possibly. What's with the baby bottle? What's happening?
Yes, Lala sucks on a baby bottle in bed.
Good.
Schwartz casually revealed he drunkenly wound up at the resort next door, which hilariously, I was at that Rosewood Mayakoba next door last month.
Oh,
so I'm glad we didn't overlap. No, he could have wound up on
driving back in the
doorstep.
In the golf
is that
cart,
a cause
you?
For concern, Kristen, that he wound up over at the resort next door?
It's
and
like
didn't
standard Schwartz.
Standard Schwartz. On tomorrow's Summer House reunion, the gang proved you don't have to be at a beach to make major waves with your friend group. Take a look. What do you want to say?
You say it's a two-way street, but I feel like it's me, like, trying to reach out, trying to talk to you guys always.
When?
Like,
when?
No.
Only when Kyle's out of town.
No.
Amanda, we were your biggest supporter.
Of course, and I know that.
She was of yours.
We don't know.
You guys had a weird way of showing support for our relationship.
Stop the drinking and figure it out. That was all we ever said.
That's all I wanted.
Right, and Amanda, and then we come that we're bullies and we're attacking you?
I never called you bullies.
You guys all called us bullies.
I never did.
If I'm a bully, you're going to know that I'm a bully. The only bully.
Okay, Kristen and Paul, brave the April snow to take your, which is all melted by this point, to take your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, from his role on Prison Break, I can't believe it, but I may have another sneeze coming on, which would be two in 2 days. Oh, I just killed it. First, from his roles on Prison, I'm just going to say everything that's going on in my mind tonight, as opposed to the other nights when I'm highly edited. First, from his roles on Prison Break and Private Practice to uncredited brunch guest in my best friend's wedding, if they gave out medals for amazing co-stars, I bet Paul would totally take home the gold in honor of that. Here's what, let's do some Paul vaulting. Some familiar faces from your career will hoist themselves onto the screen, and I'll raise the bar with a ditchy question about each one. Let's go. Let's see the first star. It is Kerry Washington. What is the most intimidating thing about Kerry Washington in real life?
She's just incredibly fabulous, intelligent, accomplished, and powerful. Other than that, nothing.
Sounds intimidating. Who's the next star? Oh, there she goes. Oh, it's Andy Samberg. Tell me one annoying thing about Andy Samberg.
He's so easily funny that it's annoying.
Yes, that would be annoying.
Ow!
There you go. Who's next? There's Taye Diggs.
Oh.
Least sexy thing you've ever seen Taye Diggs do.
Impossible. Doesn't exist.
Right, doesn't exist. Fall, Tay. Okay, next up. Elizabeth Hurley. Have you ever shared a flirtatious moment with Elizabeth Hurley?
I spilled drinks on her by accident in a scene.
And then did you have to wipe it up?
I didn't get to wipe it up, but we did shut down for 15 minutes when they cleaned it up. It wasn't sexy.
Okay, that's exciting. Okay, last up is Ray Romano with a beard.
Yeah.
Be honest, what do you think about Ray's distinctive voice? Annoying or endearing?
Endearing.
Thank you very much, Paul Adelstein. Can you tell the folks at home what you told me to how to pronounce your last name? No, okay.
No.
Second, on tonight's Pump Rules, when rumors swirled about James and Kristen, Jax took a break from thinking with his privates and began thinking like a private investigator. This is captivating. Watch.
Why at 7:30 in the morning would you be in a pool drinking with your ex-boyfriend?
Exhibit A, the crime scene.
I see Kristen right out there in the corner, just drinking by herself. James comes up, grabs a bottle of tequila and soda, and runs out to the pool. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. Then I wake up this morning, and the pillows are oddly arranged. I want to be a detective, I think, in my next life.
I rest my case.
Okay. It seems so clear to Jax that those pillows by the pool could only be doing one thing, which is very LA. But here's what. Kristen may have thrown a drink on James for allegedly saying they hooked up, but this clip pours cold water on that theory. Take a look at what James actually said. Kristen, I want your reaction.
I woke up this morning, there's couch cushions by the pool.
They bang it out? What's up, James? Did you hang out with Kristen last night?
Did I what? What did you say? Hang out with Kristen?
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit, but not really.
Yeah, I mean, my evidence and my surveillance was pretty good. But I mean, he just full out confessed that he did this. He said, yeah, so what? We hooked up.
Okay, so, well, first of all, two things. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us if you think Kristen and James actually hooked up, yes or no. But he said hung out.
Did you hang out with Kristen?
Right. Now, what did you feel like when you saw that for the first time? You threw a drink on him.
Yeah, my brain exploded. I texted Katie and Stassi, clearly. Texted the Witches of WeHo, and I'm like, did you see this the way I saw it? And
yes.
We all rewound it like 5 times.
You were upset.
Yeah.
Who were you most mad at? Tom or
Sandoval
Jax?
And Jax? Both. Sandoval yes. started it, and Jax, like, really spread the rumor.
This may be the first poll you've ever won on this show. The answer is no. Isn't that nice, Paul? Finally, Paul plays a man on a Bravo show who is dealing with the aftermath of a messy relationship, and Kristen plays that on Bravo and in real life. So here's what. Let's play Kristen's Guide to Divorce. I'm going to serve up some things Kristen's done in relationships.
Oh,
Paul,
no.
Tell me if she should be served with divorce papers.
Oh,
if
boy.
Kristen hacked into her husband's Uber history and texts, would it be ground for divorce?
We love each other very much, so no.
If a married Kristen tried to expose her ex as a cheater by flying in a girl he allegedly slept with, would that be grounds for divorce?
We love each other very much, so no.
If Kristen stayed drunk for days at a time while on vacation, grounds for divorce?
We love each other very much.
You're nice. You know what? You're a weak Jewish man is what you are. If Kristen punched her husband in the parking lot at his friend's wedding, possibly grounds for divorce?
I think we're at least seeing a counselor for a little bit. I mean,
okay, how about this? If Kristen had sex with her husband's best friend while he was asleep in the next room, would that be grounds for divorce?
Well, the friend was asleep or the husband was asleep?
While the husband was asleep.
Arbitration for sure.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to April from New Jersey. Hey, April, what's your question?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hi, Andy. Oh, my God. I love you so much.
Oh,
I'm dying.
Thank you. Don't die.
And Kristen, you look beautiful. Okay, I'll stay alive.
Thank you.
Okay. Kristen. Okay, so my question is, I'm dying. Okay. My question is, in previous seasons, when you were accused of hooking up with Jax, you kind of acted similar to how you're being accused of hooking up with James. Why should we believe you now?
Good question. Why? Why should people believe you now?
I don't even have any. That's so unfair. I'm like, because I'm telling the truth. That's why. Did you see the scene? That's why.
Okay. Very good. Paul, I read in your bio that you were originally slated to play the part on Grey's Anatomy that Isaiah Washington
had. Yeah, that's right.
Which is wild. Given what happened with him, as you watched that play out, were you not like, oh, man.
It was a little crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. I was cast, and then I was doing a movie, and the dates changed, and it was one of those things, and it was like, oh, well, and then I didn't work for like a year, and Grey's Anatomy was like,
oh, my
like,
gosh.
Oh, bye.
Wow.
And I became very close with TR and people that I had trained with.
But there. Shonda then, obviously fell in love with you.
And Shonda was great about saying, no, don't worry, it'll work itself out, and it did. And
wow.
Yeah.
Next week's Vanderpump Rules, Jax goes to Sur and experiences some sexy, unique rage. Here's a sneak peek.
You were the one that tried to pin the mean Kristen rumor.
You said it.
He did not remember saying that.
You're turning this in my fault? I'm so tired of everyone flipping the goddamn script on me.
What do you mean?
I'm flipping the f***ing script. You all.
What do you need to just stop? Just go outside. Not interested in anything you have to say right now.
Dumbass f***ing...
God. Okay. Yes. Very good. Kristen, Erica 314 wants to know what you think of Stassi and her new boo. Another relationship that will be a marriage because of you.
Her new beau.
Her new beau.
Her new boo. Her new beau. Beau. Yes. Absolutely. They're gonna. I think she'll be engaged before anyone else.
Wow. Let's go to Julia from Connecticut.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Paul.
Okay.
Paul, do you feel like Scandal ever jumped the shark?
No. I feel like Scandal and what Shonda is so brilliant at is kind of starting as the shark is jumping and just jumping further and further and further. And she's said as much. And I feel like it was true to itself all the way through.
Manning Steffi tweeted, Kristen, how would you honestly feel if Carter was drunk alone and in a hot tub with an ex?
I would lose my...
You would lose your mind. You would.
Lose it.
You would.
Yeah.
So what did he do when he found out about the hookup rumor?
Well, I was never in a hot tub with James ever, so okay. That was a BS lie.
Okay.
But he was not happy.
He was not happy.
You will see that coming up.
Yeah. Right. Let's go to Justine from Missouri. Hey, Justine, what's your question?
Hey, yeah, Kristen, first of all, I love you both, love all of you, but given your history, I hate to grill you, but because of everything that happened with Stassi and having lied in the past, just wondering why you got so defensive when asked about hooking up with James, and have you apologized to Katie and Stassi?
No, I did not. I'm going to start with that. I did not apologize to Katie and Stassi because I don't think my best friend should grill me. They know better.
Yeah, but you cheated on behind Stassi's back.
We've all grown and changed. Okay. We've all grown and changed, but I mean, I don't feel bad about. I know I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. It's game time, you guys. One of my guests is on a show where people are almost never what they seem and where lies and deceit are a way of life, and the other stars on Imposters. In honor of that, let's play Never Have I Ever Imposters Edition. I'm going to lay out some situations that involve lying every time you've done that fabrication. Take a drink. Okay, never have I ever given out a fake number, fake phone number.
Never done that.
Never have I ever pretended to be younger than I am. Okay. Never have I ever faked an orgasm. I love it that the guys have.
Me too.
Never have I ever lied about how many people I've slept with.
Seriously?
No, I haven't.
No.
Never have I ever lied on my resume to get a job. Never have I ever... heavily face-tuned a picture I posted on social media.
Like every time.
Every time. Never have I ever faked an illness to get out of work.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Never have I ever pretended to be someone else in the bedroom to make things spicy. Never have I ever pretended a friend looked great when they didn't. No, you have not?
No.
Never have I ever taken someone's phone and texted as if I were them. Oh, of course.
People laugh.
Never have I ever charged something on someone else's credit card.
No.
Parents card?
Yeah. All right, thanks for playing. Paul, Dina F. said, who's the better cast to hang out with behind the scenes and really knows how to party? Scandal, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Prison Break, or Imposters?
Oh, wow. I didn't spend that much time at Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I'm the boss on Imposters, so I'll go with the third, which is what? Girlfriend's Guide?
Scandal.
Oh, Scandal. Yeah, I'll go with Scandal.
Kristen Corey Lono said, do you think Jax and Brittany's relationship will last, and if not, why?
At this point, strangely enough, I think yes, over time. I think they have a chance.
Jax tweeted, say sorry to James after he called my girlfriend fat. Are you kidding me? Nope.
James, you, or Jax, you called your girlfriend fat. So, like, stop.
Oh, did, when
Calm
did
down.
Jax?
Jax has said it in the past, too. So, like, just, Jax, take a breath. Smoke some weed, relax.
Suck a dick. Have you ever told Jax to suck a dick? Who did you tell to suck a dick? Oh, did you tell?
Diana.
Diana, the nicest person on the show, entire show?
Yeah, we love her so much. Diana, I love
you. You showed her your love by telling her to suck a dick?
No.
That's nice. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Jennifer Garner's pet chicken, Regina George, who sadly passed away from natural causes. Jennifer posted this amazing tribute on Instagram. No joke, this totally made me cry. I love Jennifer Garner so much, I can't even handle it. Number three, she needs to be in charge of in memoriams for award shows because I am weeping for something that I literally just ate a few hours ago. I want to thank Kristen, Paul, and Patty. It's the after show on Watch What Happens Live. Vanderpump Rules, here's Bravo, Mondays at 9. Kristen Doté is there. Paul Edelstein is not only from Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. Mr. Edelstein is one of the co-creators and executive producers of Imposters. Season 2 starts this week. Yeah. Patty Murin stars at the St. James Theater playing Anna. Wait, the St. James is on 52nd. That's where Hairspray was.
No, it's on 44th Street.
Oh, right. It's,
but it's
on
fine.
44th
it's
Street.
Totally it's fine.
Oh, that's the Neil
it's
Simon
fine.
Where Hairspray
it's
was.
It's totally fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
don't you love the... anyway, blah, blah, blah. let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm calling from New York City via LA.
I always love a Brenda. What's your question?
my question is for Paul.
Okay.
You have been on every amazing TV show over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So congratulations on all of your success. I'm
Thank
such
you.
A fan.
Thank you.
But if there was one TV show or movie that you could take off of your resume, what would it be and why?
Uh-huh. There has to be one.
Oh, my goodness. What an unfair question. Take
like
off
short film
my
back in the
resume?
Day.
Oh, golly.
What was your first
I did a college film that I'm glad is
really?
Not hit wide release.
Like a skin flick?
It wasn't a skin flick. It was a, you know, an artsy, like I was a freshman and it was a senior's artsy project.
It was
done on VHS.
Where'd you go to college?
Bowdoin College in Maine.
Oh, nice.
It was not a great film.
Yes.
It's on VHS.
It's not on my resume currently, so.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Angel from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Angel, what's your question?
Andy,
you're
my spirit person. We have the same birthday, June 2nd.
Thank
so
you.
You're perfect in
an
that.
Angel, an angel in the first degree. I'm singing Rent.
That's good.
What's your question?
My question is Kristen. So I don't know if y'all know this, but Rob can hang a TV in like 7 minutes. So I was just wondering, has Times Carter hanging a TV.
Have I what?
Have you times Carter him? Hanging a TV?
No, he can do it in like probably like 7 minutes, but Katie can do it faster.
Yeah. Back to the phones, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling? Nice to meet you, Angel.
Hi, my name is Donna from New Jersey.
Hey, Donna, Adonna and a Brenda calling in? Were those both 90210 names?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Shannon.
I'm rolling the dice for Kelly next. What's your question, Donna?
Hey, Paul, I think you're so cute and so dreamy. Are you seeing anyone right now? And what's your type?
And what's your type? Are you seeing anyone
question?
And what's your type?
I have to answer
if
that
you're
question?
Comfortable. You don't have to.
I'm single.
Okay, what's your type?
Single.
Your type is just single?
My type is single.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's where he's at.
Huge tits is what he means. Just kidding. Flattered. Is that
blushing.
Inappropriate?
I'm blushing.
I know. Yeah. Oh, that's bad. Oh, Kristen's telling me that's inappropriate.
I'm blushing.
Is that
thank
bad?
You. What? That was really flattering.
That's where he's at.
Yes. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Erin from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, Erin, what's your question?
Hey, I love you, Andy.
Love you back.
We love Vanderpump, we call ourselves the Pumpettes over here.
That's cute.
My question's for Kristen.
Okay.
And my question is, it's never really been confirmed on this show whether Jax has slept with Faith more than once, which would kind of be a deal breaker, I would think. But also, if she and Carter are still together.
Are you and Carter still together?
Yes, Carter and I are together.
We discussed whether Jax has been with Faith more than once at the reunion. What is your theory on this?
My theory is that I think that it probably happened more than once, but I don't have proof of that at all. That's just what I think.
All right. I want to thank Patty, Paul, and Kristen for more. Click it on MarvelTV.com. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.